Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Let's start with the Capital Region after a week now of this phase one of reopening the economy. What do you got?
Well, Dave, 1 week into the gradual reopening of its economy, the Capital Region is showing continued progress against the COVID-19 pandemic, or at least there's been no backsliding. On Tuesday, no deaths were reported across the 8-county region. A relatively small number of people tested positive for the virus, and the number of COVID patients hospitalized did not increase. With continued progress, the region might be able to enter Phase 2 of reopening as early as June 3rd, a week from today. Phase 1 began May 20th and included construction, manufacturing, and pickup drop-off retail operations previously deemed non-essential. Phase 2 includes professional services, real estate, administrative support, and other retail.
Well, there's been some adjustments made to the Schenectady Kids Arts Festival as a result of the pandemic.
Yep, the Schenectady Kids Art Festival has traditionally kicked off summer with crafts, games, and family fun. Now in its 26th year, the festival has made some adjustments. For the first time, the family event will be streamed online and broadcast on local television June 6th and 7th. 4 different hour-long episodes produced by the Electric City Arts and Entertainment District will replace the event's usual in-person activities as 28 previously recorded segments, courtesy of local organizations and attendees, will be scattered throughout the episodes. We realize we can reach more people live and over time due to the multiple ways we are broadcasting, said Betsy Sandberg, chair of the Volunteer Planning Committee.
Well, let's head to Canajoharie, to the popular swimming spot there on the Canajoharie Creek. What happened?
Well, it was a hot day yesterday, Dave, and a popular swimming spot on the Canajoharie Creek was closed to the public indefinitely after 3 police agencies broke up an approximately 200-person gathering. The incident happened after village police noticed numerous vehicles parked on both sides of Floral Avenue, where the entrance to the Boiling Pot is located. Health officials confirmed to police that such a mass assembly is unsafe at the current time. Police said they saw only one person in the crowd wearing a protective face mask. The party group, which included people from the Amsterdam and Schenectady areas, quickly left. No tickets were issued.
Jeff Wilkin, he is a veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read these stories and more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.